Hey everyone, Sam Brief here with a fresh Shy State pod for you. And we're going back into the time machine, back to the mid-2010s, to revisit with an old friend, Chicago State women's golfer Tali Latoy, who thrived with CSU so much that she made it not just to the top 10, but to the top 3 of SportsCenter's top plays that year. And now she's thriving out in Palm Springs, California, as a morning news producer for NBC Palm Springs. So Tali Latoy, incredible as a student athlete, and now grinding away in the industry and looking to get to the top of sports coverage and media, and you'll hear a lot more about her goals in the podcast. She's a morning news producer, which means she has a crazy schedule that starts literally in the middle of the night. So Tali Latoy offers us a window into her life now, her life as a student athlete, including all of the wonderful things that she learned at Chicago State. Excited for you to hear from Tali, but first, a reminder that our partners at BSN Sports are the largest providers of team sports equipment and apparel in the country, and they'd like to thank all the coaches out there who truly are the heart of the game. While BSN Sports is the best at equipping athletes, coaches are the best at equipping lives, and that's the real final score. Learn more about how BSN Sports can save you time off the field by giving you more time to impact lives on it. So call your local BSN Sports sales pro or visit bsnsports.com today. And now, here's Tali Latoy. You grew up in San Diego, and then you came to Chicago. What was your first Chicago winter like?
Oh my goodness. I will never forget because I got a hoodie and I was like, oh, this is fine. Like, I'm good. And then it was, I want to say it was like getting like into November. And I was like, it's really cold outside. And everyone's asking me like, where's your winter coat? And I was like, but I'm good. I have a hoodie. Like, I'm fine. And they're like, no, we have to go get you a winter coat. So I think like I made it like a couple months. And then my friends were like, yeah, we're getting you a winter coat. And I was just like, what is that? This isn't good enough. So yeah, I definitely learned really like early on that, oh, like this is winter. Like I can't just like throw on a hoodie and it's like warm. So yeah.
The gall to come to Chicago and think you don't need a winter coat.
I know. I'm
glad you were
fast.
Proven wrong.
Yeah. So.
Well, you're warm out in Palm Springs, one of my personal favorite places in the country. But I want to take you out of there and put you into the time machine and take you back to when you came to Chicago State. You were a top golfer out of San Diego. Tell me why you decided to come out here to CSU.
I think the coach that recruited me was Kyle, and Kyle was really cool, you know, in recruiting me. And I was like, you know, it was that, I think at the time I was talking to Southern Utah, some like smaller, like D1s and D2s that were like, you know, they were cool, but I was like, I need to be in the city. And like, I came to visit with my dad and I was like, yeah, I'm just like, gonna go here. Like, I'm fine here. Like, and it was just like, I was an only child, like growing up. And I like grew up in San Diego.
Me too.
You know? Yeah. So I was just like, yeah, literally. So I was just like, hey mom, hey dad, I'm just gonna go to the city and I'll see you later. And they were just like, okay. So that's basically why I wanted to go, because I feel like you meet so many different people and it was such a big like culture change and everything. So I just really wanted to experience it and just get out.
So as a fellow only child, I know the vibes and I love it. You came out to Chicago. Had you ever been to Chicago?
No, that was a thing. Like I, like besides like a connecting flight to go like visit family, I never stepped foot in Chicago until I like went on my visit and then eventually like went to school there. So yeah, it was just a great, like, I don't know. I don't regret it. I really think like it really shaped me to be who I am. And it was like really perfect. So, and now it's like a piece of me. So yeah, I really loved it. Wouldn't take it back for it. Even the winters,
once you got that coat, of course. So you say it shaped who you are. What was the growth process like for you in coming to Chicago State, learning the craft that you're doing now as a professional, but also playing golf and experiencing life as a student athlete in the third biggest city in the country, which is cold?
very cold. I think it just made me more appreciative. So beautiful. And like all of my friends that like I met there, like a lot of them stayed in the city, even like the ones that are like from Mexico City and Colombia and like Spain, like, you know, they all like stayed in Chicago for a reason because it's really like beautiful. And it's just, it's so big and has so much history. And it also made me appreciative because I played golf. And then when I will never forget, I left for winter break. And, you know, after winter break, like, you know, that month or month and a half of like break, you're like coming back. I'm coming back from San Diego. I'm like, okay, it's going to be warm again in Chicago. Get back in January. I'm like, so we have to play golf in these conditions. I was very shooketh. I will not lie.
Shooketh.
Shooketh. I was like, why are we hitting balls in 20 degree weather right now? But yeah, I mean, it just shaped me to be more appreciative and just have that, you know, learn how to basically change my game in windy conditions, colder conditions, you know, just open my eyes to that. Because you're in San Diego, you're really just like spoiled and you play golf all day. You don't know like the different conditions that other players are like fighting through or other colleges are fighting through. So I think that's like what really like just made me appreciative and also helped shape my like game to be better, you know?
So it's the cold that ended up doing a lot of the shaping. Do you remember the first time you had to go out and play around where, I don't know, maybe you were wearing your winter jacket?
So I'll never forget, like every spring, I would literally dread spring golf because I'm going out there and I'll never forget. I think it was like my junior year. It was basically hailing and like everything. Ooh. And I was like, we're still out here. And I'm like in my winter gear, like my storm gear and everything for golf. And I'm like, this is not enough. Like, this is just, I just don't want to do this anymore. But like, it just like makes you, and you're bonding with your teammates and stuff. So, I mean, like, it's just fun and it's like for the memes, but yeah, definitely just made me like a tougher like person because I'm like, I get back in San Diego and everyone's like, it's under 70 and everyone's like, oh my God, it's so cold outside. Like, and I'm like, oh my God, we are so spoiled.
But, yeah. So yeah. Now you've toughened up a bit, a lot, clearly. And Tali, you also hit on something unique with Chicago State, which is you are from San Diego. You're an American, but you had teammates from Mexico, from Spain, from all over the world. I mean, you know, Chicago State is such an international type of community, especially with the student athletes. What were some of your experiences with that and having teammates from all over?
Actually, it was super cool because I'm meeting people from Canada. I'm meeting people like one of my still like close friends that I came in with, Fernanda, she's still in Chicago, but it's just like, it just opens your eyes to like, because she told me like she learned like English by reading and watching like, you know, English like shows and stuff. And I'm just like, wow, that's so crazy. Like all I know is English and a little bit of Samoan, but and then I was really close with the tennis team and literally everyone on the tennis team at that time was like from Colombia, Ecuador, Spain, Canada. So, I mean, I made like some of like my closest friends and like, we're still all close, but we're all in like different areas. If we're not in Chicago, like I'm in San Diego, one of my friends in Toronto. And then there's just like people that are like in Europe right now. And it's just like so crazy how we all met and we were all like together every day. And then like all of a sudden one day comes and like you guys are all living different lives. So, but that's the beauty of college, you know, meeting people from like different backgrounds all over the world.
It is. And especially playing golf here at Chicago State, I know you really were able to do that. What kind of relationships do you still have today with teammates or the tennis team for crying out loud or anyone?
It's so funny because I was actually supposed to come to Chicago to see like some of my best friends that were on the tennis team who are like, we're all going to meet in Chicago, but I have to cover golf. So I can't really see them this time around. But I mean, I'm super close with them. So we try to like plan trips to meet in Chicago because that's our like, you know, that's our place. Or like we'll meet like, I don't know, we're like planning to go to Mexico. So we'll see how that goes. But yeah, it's just like cool because I think you just build like bonds, especially at CSU, like whatever happens, like you just build these bonds with people, like no matter like through the ups and downs and like you just become super close with them. And I don't know, like they just like stick with you forever. You don't have to talk every day now. And they still like, you still like plan trips with them and stuff. So it's just like, you know, long lasting friendships and whatnot.
That's part of the magic of college. And I know you experienced it playing golf here at CSU. if you had to describe once you hit your stride as a student athlete and you're a one-time WAC golfer of the week, you appeared on SportsCenter top 10 for crying out loud. What would you say was the highlight from the just nitty-gritty golf perspective of playing here?
I just think like the opportunity to just travel. Like I remember, like I said, I hated spring golf, but I mean, we were traveling like everywhere, and like spring break, we'd all look forward to that because we'd either be going to Florida somewhere warm or like Arizona. So, I mean, and then like our favorite tournament always came at the end of the year. It was like the PGA Minority. I think they changed the name of it now, like the tournament at the end of the year, but like, that's
PGA
a thing.
PGA
like
works now. Yep.
Yeah, PGA works. Exactly. So that it's so funny because I actually like didn't walk my senior year because I was like, yeah, I'm going to go play golf in like Florida. Like mom and dad were good. So just meet me in Florida so you guys can like, yeah. So we'll just get the diploma. Yeah. So that's basically what like happened. So yeah, I just like enjoyed golf and like enjoyed traveling and doing all that stuff. So now I just like, you know, travel and like kind of like just cover golf now. So it's perfect.
I have to ask you about SportsCenter. You appeared because of an amazing eagle at that, what is now the PGA Works tournament. It was number 3. What do you remember most about that eagle that, what was it, 60 yards?
It was like 150.
I think it was 160. That's why I had 60 in my mind.
Oh, I had a 5-iron in my hand. That's all I remember. Yeah.
That's a lot. It's a lot. It was super impressive. You were top 3 on SportsCenter, not just 10. What was that experience like?
That was actually crazy because it happened my freshman year. And I remember it being the last day and everyone's like, yeah, Golf Channel's on the course. So like, just look like, you know, like just be sure to like be on your best like game. And I'm like, I just remember like going into like, oh my God. So I don't know. Like, I just remember it happening and I was just like so in shock. But when it happens on the golf course, you're like moving along with your round, you know? I don't think it wasn't until like that next day or whenever it came on SportsCenter. I'm literally at my friend's house in Chicago because I don't fly out to San Diego until like the next day. And I wake up and I look at my phone and it's blowing up. And I'm like, what is everyone talking about? Everyone's sending me the link. Everyone's sending me videos that they took at their like house and stuff. Everyone's tagging me and everything. I think it was just like overwhelming because I was just like, wow, this is crazy. But I mean, it was just like one of those like once in a lifetime experiences that you're just like, whoa, this is huge. So obviously wouldn't have that without being able to go to like, you know, Chicago State and like be in that tournament. So very thankful for that.
I feel like if I did anything to merit being on SportsCenter top 10, which anyone who knows me could tell you there's nothing I could do to get on the top 10 other than broadcast it. But if I did something athletic, I feel like I'd watch it over and over again. How many times do you watch the clip?
Cause I'm so awkward in the video that I never want to watch it. And I just have like all of my new friends that I make, like, you know, it's like on my Instagram. So like, they'll like go to my page or like, they'll like Google, they're like, oh my God, you play college golf. And I'm like, yeah, I did, like, whatever, like, blah, blah, blah. And they'll like look me up or they'll look at my Instagram and I'll be like, oh my God, why didn't you tell us about this? So I was like, it's not just something that you just go around telling people like, hi, my name's Tali. I was on like SportsCenter top 10, you know, but I think
I would
like,
do that.
I just think it's funny because like people are always shook if it's like reliving it over and over again, you know, I don't know. Like, so it's just crazy.
Well, Tali, there's one side of it, which is the golf. There's the other side of it, which is SportsCenter, which is sports media, which is what you're doing right now. So that brings us into what I want to dive in next with you, which is your career. You've built a bustling career. You're a morning news producer at NBC Palm Springs. Take me back. When did you first decide that this is what you wanted to do?
So it's been like such a like a process through this whole thing, because when I moved back, I was just like, oh, I don't know what I want to do. So I think that's a lot, like a lot of people don't talk about that. Like after you, like, you know, you're a former college athlete, like whatever. And then you move back and now you're just like, now what? So I like was working at Nike for like 2 months before like I landed my first job in news and like just trying to figure things out. And then I was like, you know, a news producer. And then I learned the stuff between that because I was looking for sports jobs, but that was like the first job I could do and they had sports. So I was like, okay, cool. Like, you know, let's just compromise. And then, so I started producing there. I just became really good at news producing. And then like one thing led to another. It's just like a very high turnover like place. And now I'm like, you know, doing primetime shows and stuff. Like, and I'm just like, but this isn't what I want to do. I don't want to do news. And it's just like, it's just this thing that like kept on going. So it wasn't until like I got here, I've been in news for like 4 years now, like almost five. And I was just like, straight up told my news director, I think I was just like too shy to like say like, hey, I want to be on camera and I want to like use my voice and like talk about sports. So I think I was just like super shy and super discouraged because I it's just like a confidence thing. But I finally got over that, and like now it's just like cake to me. So I think like once like the PGA came, like PGA West is like down the street where they play like the American Express tournament. And I just basically got my footing there, started doing lives like for our newscast and like, you know, making like story packages about like local talent, local like professionals here in the desert. And I just trying to like put my footing in golf. So now like that's what I want to do. I'm trying to get more into DFS. You know, it's the future for like a lot
DFS,
of
DFS. Explain that for the people who don't know.
Like, you know, like sports betting and just like the odds of like, you know, just ups and downs. Like, you know, I'm more of like a storyline and how it affects the money line, but more people are like more into like, you know, statistics and like strokes gained, like when it comes to like, when it comes to golf, stuff like that. So just really nerdy stuff that like I'm super into now. Yeah. And I'm just like, yeah, don't mind me. I'm just going to geek out on this stuff because hopefully like people love me for this. But yeah, that's like what people want. They just want to know like, who's going to be like, who's going to show up like for this tournament. It's so funny because I literally was told my friends like, yeah, you should take Will Zalatoris like for this like Arnold Palmer Invitational, and he's like in second. So I mean, we're off to a good start. I'm doing better. I'm getting better at it. So but yeah, that's like what I do now. And it's just like I could do like, I love all sports, but I think I just like kind of capitalize on golf with my background and like what I really like to do and just like my area, just knowing your area, you know.
Well, yeah, geeking out on something in particular and then having a job and getting paid to geek out about it and go on air and geek out about it.
Yeah.
That's kind of the dream. And
definitely.
I can totally agree with that. What is the dream? I know you're a little further along in the process, having graduated college, but what is the dream in like however many years you want to set?
So like the dream is to, you know, I'm either going like the dream is to travel and interview players, regardless of if it's like with golf or like, you know, doing like helping out with like I listen to a lot of podcasts and like just like learning more about, you know, players and like what they bring. Like one of my favorite podcasts is All the Smoke with Matt Barnes and Tim Jackson.
Great.
So
one.
Good. That's because they're so chill. And like, that's what I think a lot of like people like miss is just like authenticity and just like, you know, like connecting with someone and like just having like a, like not like so like proper sort of like formal, like especially in the world of golf. Like I think Max Homa is like one of my favorite golfers and he's just like very, he's very like casual with like how he like talks about things. And I think that's like what a lot of people want is like casual, genuine and like real stuff. So like, that's basically what I would do is like travel, interview people, regardless if it's for a golf channel or like whatever it is. That's all I want to do. As long as it's in sports, I'll be happy, content.
Your day to day right now, I'm looking at you. You look really happy, really content. What is the day to day of an MMJ in Palm Springs working in sports? Tell the people.
Oh my goodness. It is literally 24 hours around the clock. I am working. It just depends. Like right now, so my days usually start at midnight because I work the morning show, which are 2 hours. So I
say that
two
again.
Hours.
Say that sentence again.
I start my day off at midnight.
You start your day off at midnight.
Yeah.
Not something so, you hear every day.
Yeah. So that's usually like when I clock in and like, you know, I'm getting the shows ready, but I'm usually like up at like 10:30, whatever. And I'll get ready, get everything ready. And then midnight to like seven, like that's like when I'm done with like my producing like role and everything. And then after, like when the American Express tournament was here, I literally took a nap, got ready to go interview like the tournament director at like four. And then basically like had to go live at 5 and 6 and then write an article about it, literally cut, you know, B-roll, cut everything, like cut our interviews, interview people, like, and then just do all that. And that's just like, I was like averaging like 2.5 hours of sleep, I want to say, during that entire weekend. So it was great. It was great. Like, definitely loved it for the memes. But like you said, like when we do something that we love, it doesn't really feel like work. So I'm totally fine being sleep deprived and like working around the clock. So yeah, I think it's just like a lot of work, a lot of, but it's fun. And like, I think that's where you like make up for it at, is like, yeah, you're sleep deprived, but you're happy, you know?
Better to be sleep deprived and happy than well rested and unhappy. So you're exactly living the life, even though that life starts at midnight every day, which is absurdly awesome, I'll say. Hey, Tali, I'm talking to you with an artificial cougar background behind me. I'm really curious, thinking back to your time at Chicago State, what was the education process like? Like, you're a thriving professional in the industry now. How did you get there through your classes here at CSU?
I think like I was in CMAT, so I got really close with Alvin Daniels, like one of like the Purdue, like one of the professors there. He was really like, he let me like basically like, you know, find my footing and like broadcasting and like what I wanted to do, showed me how to like work production and stuff, like basically just showed me everything that like I really needed to know. I think a lot of it, and then I just think it was just in my nature, like of being like outgoing and like, you know, he like helped me with that and just being like outgoing, outspoken and just like confident, like a lot. So yeah, I think it was just fun. And like everything in CMAT was like a tight knit family. And it was just like about expressing yourself. And I think that's like what I learned too, is just like, I was very shy, very green when I came from California. And when I went to Chicago, everyone was like, dude, who cares? Like, just do what you want and just say what you want. And I was like, okay, like, you're right, I should. And I did. So that was nice. But yeah, basically.
Being outgoing is something you said Professor Daniels helped you with. He's really outgoing. That's half the battle sometimes with this industry, right? You have to be outgoing, you have to be confident, and you have to speak with that confidence. And I can tell you do in your role over at NBC. Tali, can you tell me what your favorite part about being a cougar was?
My favorite part about being a cougar was, I think we were like the furthest east in the WAC. And so like, we got to like travel to some pretty cool places and like for like conference and stuff. And I think just like having like such a close knit, like, cause our teams were small. Like, we weren't like the basketball team that were like, you know, like 15, 20 deep. Like, we were like a small knit family and stuff. So I think that was like my favorite part. And like the athletic department was always open. And like, I mean, you can't really beat the JCC. Like, everyone loves the JCC, you know? So
I'm sitting in here right now.
Yeah. So, I mean, you know, like everyone loves it. So, I mean, you can't really beat it.
Tali, last thing I want to ask you here, what's one thing that people should know about the life of someone like you that they probably don't?
I literally have to explain to my parents and like all my friends, like, when I like respond, like maybe like a day later, that like I work around the clock. There's really no off day. Like, this is like the, I think like I have something, like I have to actually have to make a deadline at like 4 today for like this one article. But I mean, it's just super, there's just like so much stuff that like I do, and like I love staying busy. So if this is like what you want to do, and like, you know, you like news or you like sports, like it's just a lot of like heavy moving and just a lot of work. But definitely worth it. Like, I would say, and like, I've never been happier, also sleep deprived, but super happy that I like made the jump out of my comfort zone to, you know, do all this around the clock and like take the chance. So I'm totally fine with like working my butt off and everything. If it means I'm going to be happy and like, you know, it's going to pay off soon and we're going to be somewhere like bigger. NBC Palm Springs is like awesome, but obviously everyone wants to like, you know, get to network or get to Golf Channel or like something like that. So everything's just a stepping stone and you just have to work really, really hard, which is what I try to do every day.
stepping stone, work hard, Tali, keep at it. We're all rooting for you. All of us fellow Cougars from here in the beautiful JCC, where it's a little cold outside, but it's warm in here. So Tali, you're crushing it. Thanks so much for coming on the pod.
No, thank you.
Sam Brief back here in the studio with you. What a great conversation with Tali Latoy. I'm in the industry. I feel like someday I'm going to do a powwow with her, right? Two Cougars going at it. That'd be wonderful. She is thriving out in Palm Springs in her real neck of the woods, right? Remember, she's from SoCal, came to Chicago for a few years, and now she's back out there in the desert of Palm Springs and doing her thing. So Tali Latoy, big thanks to her. Again, now a morning news producer at NBC Palm Springs, former Chicago State women's golfer. So thanks to Tali, thanks to you, and I will talk to you next time on the Shy State Pod. Adios from Chicago.